Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride called life. And let me tell you, sometimes this journey can feel like we're on a roller coaster with no brakes, right? We hit those ups and downs, those loops to loops of emotions that leave us feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and maybe even a little bruised. But here's the thing, self-compassion isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept, it's an absolute game-changer when life throws its curveballs. Think about it. Ever felt like you're failing at everything? You know that feeling when you mess up a presentation, or miss a deadline, and your inner critic goes into overdrive? Well, self-compassion is that calming voice in the back of your head that whispers, "Hey, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. Let's figure this out together." And trust me, figuring things out becomes so much easier when you treat yourself with kindness and understanding. So today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion, how it can be a secret weapon in times of need, and why it's more important than ever to practice it in this crazy world we live in. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate a little more self-love in your life. First off, recognize that suffering is a part of life. We can try to avoid it all we want, but let's face it, pain, disappointment, and setbacks are inevitable. Accepting this reality doesn't mean giving up. It means acknowledging that these experiences are temporary and they don't define us. Like the seasons changing, our lives go through cycles of joy and hardship. Second, treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them or tell them to snap out of it, right? You'd offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a warm cup of tea. Well, why not extend that same level of compassion to yourself? Third, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative voices start creeping in, acknowledge them, but don't let them take over. Remember, you're not your fault, you are the observer. Take a deep breath, ground yourself in the present moment, and remind yourself that this too shall pass. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, can shift your perspective and make a big difference in how you feel. It's like shining a light on the positive aspects of your life, it brightens up the whole picture. And lastly, remember that you are not alone. We all go through tough times. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can provide invaluable support and remind you that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Whether it's a friend, family member, or therapist, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you just bombed an important presentation at work. You're feeling embarrassed, anxious, and maybe even a little ashamed. Your mind races with thoughts like, "I'm a failure, and what if I lose my job?" Here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of beating yourself up, take a moment to acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this one presentation doesn't define your worth as a person. You could even say something kind to yourself like, "Hey, I did my best with the information I had at the time." Let's learn from this experience and try again next time. See? A little self-compassion can go a long way in turning that negative spiral into a learning opportunity. So remember, friends, life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be bumps in the road, but with self-compassion as your guide, you can navigate those challenges with grace and resilience. Treat yourself with kindness, embrace your imperfections, and never underestimate the power of a little self-love. Now go out there and make today awesome. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little dose of self-compassion.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.